Well, God bless each and every single one of you. It has been my honor to greet you and to seat you spiritually this morning on the Master's Call, as I am saying that God is asking us to trust him a little bit more. And I have tagged this day as Trust Our Ultimate Savior Today, which is the word trust. I just broke it up into acronyms. Since I am the acronym princess, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and it is time for me to turn this call over to our host for this morning. To God be the glory, and Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am, Sister Tiffany. Thank you so much for greeting the people. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. My name is Robin Wilson, and I am here in New Jersey, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. Our call is all about our Master. It's about our Creator, and just as Tiffany said, it's about our Savior. So we are truly trusting our ultimate Savior today and every day. Our call was founded by Drs. P.K. Roberts out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who resides in Dallas, Texas. And they were given a mandate from the Lord, and they trusted him, and look what we have now. Because when you put your trust in God, he will ensure that it comes to pass. And that's what we have right now, this call. And our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. We have a scripture also that we stand on. And it's a scripture that we believe and we share with other individuals. And it's found in Psalms 88:13. And it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." I start my day with prayer. We start this call with prayer. We end this call with prayer. And as I go forward throughout the day, I am praying and speaking to my Father. So for you, do the same thing. We encourage you to make sure that that's your lifestyle, not just in the morning and in the evening, but all through the day, putting your trust in your ultimate Savior. We also have an email address for you, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We invite you to send us your prayer requests. Send us your praise reports. Also, if there is something that you would like to share with us, please send it to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you would like to become a prayer intercessor, you can also let us know that, and we will be glad to have you join our family. Because, again, it's about the Master. It's about being one of his vessels that he can use, and praying for others is a part of doing what we're supposed to do in the kingdom of God. We also have a website address for you, and our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And what you can do there is listen to each and every single one of our messages. They have been archived from the first day, from October 25th, 2010. And there is so many wonderful nuggets that you can listen to, you can download, and you can share with others. And I also want to just bring back to your remembrance, we have an awesome, awesome campaign going on right now. One of our family members, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, a mighty, victorious woman of God who is trusting her ultimate Savior, and she is continuing to beat this battle. She's walking in victory. And we have a website for you, and we are just asking each one of you, as God just touches your heart and as you share with others, to go to this website. It is called fillabottlesavealife.com. Evangelist Beatty, she is trusting first and foremost in God, but she is using powerful, healthy products, healthy nutrients that are helping her. And what she needs, they're very expensive. And if you can go to this website, it's over $250 just for one bottle. And we're believing God for a mighty, mighty harvest in this area. So the money is going directly to her. You're sowing into good ground. The member. You want to know those that labor among you, and she labors on this call and also out there for the kingdom of God. So again, go to fillabottlesavealife.com and sow, and God will bless you, and you will receive mightily from your King, because that's who we put our trust in. So at this time, I am going to call forward Minister Tammy. Will you please come forward, open us up in prayer so we can get the word of God. Minister Tammy, are you there?
Is it louder?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, sis.
Okay, good morning, good morning. Father, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your precious mercy, which is renewed each and every day. Father, I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord God, for this call where we're able to come forth because of the obedience of the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you for your mercy, which is renewed each and every day. We thank you for your grace, which covers us each and every day. We thank you for Artists International, Father God, and I announce that it is you who bless us. Father, we thank you, Lord, that it is you who empowers us. We thank you that it is not by our might or by our power, but by the Spirit of the Lord that we're able to go forth and do your work. We thank you, Father, that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, your Spirit lifts up a standard against him. Now, Father, I take control over the airways and declare that the kingdom of heaven rules and reigns. Father, I ask you to bless the speaker on the day, Minister Everett, who will come forth, God, and give a word from you, Father, the man of God who will minister what you have given to him. Father, download into him a rhema word for your people on today. Father God, protect him by the blood of Jesus, Father. Keep your hedge of protection around him and the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa, Father God, and Dr. PK. Lord God, let them continue to do, Lord God, your will to bring others into the kingdom of God. Father God, doing damage to the kingdom of darkness. Father, we ask you to bless them abundantly. Continue to increase their fruits, Father, that others may take of the good fruit. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We declare these things to be so, Father God, and we ask them in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
That's amen. Thank you, Minister Tammy, for clearing the airways for us so that we can hear the word, receive the word, and there will be no type of distraction. Thank you so much. Well, family, we have one of our family members for you, our friends and our visitors. You are going to be blessed by this mighty man of God. He is sold out to Jesus. He's a born-again believer. He's an ordained minister for over 28 years. He also serves as the first assistant minister under the late Pastor Joseph B. Barlow, and at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church out of Michigan, at Quincy, Michigan. He's the senior evangelist from the Calvary District Association, and I love men and women who are out there telling others about Jesus, bringing them into the kingdom. He is married to his wonderful wife, Cheryl, for over 19 years, and he is the founder and the president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, God our provider. He is victorious in Christ. He's sold out to the Lord. He's a mighty man of God, a mighty man of valor. And I bring to the line Minister Everett. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for that warm introduction. Good morning to the Master Morning Call family. It is indeed a blessing to be with you on this day. We thank God for founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for this opportunity. We just want to thank God for this day, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad therein. Tomorrow, my God, tomorrow, folks are looking forward to a beautiful day to celebrate the 4th of July. And In America, Independence Day commemorates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence and what has been called the birth certificate of the United States by the Continental Congress. A little history here. While meeting in the State House in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, now known as Independence Hall, the Congress actually voted for independence on July 2, 1776. The document Americans called the Declaration of Independence, penned primarily by Thomas Jefferson, who was assisted by a committee of John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Robert Sherman, and Robert Livingston, was then adopted on July 4, 1776. It was not signed until August 2nd of the same year, but it was the 4th of July that became the popular holiday to American revolutionaries, and it remains so to this day. Independence Day weekend provides an appropriate opportunity for churches to celebrate our nation's birth and the Judeo-Christian principles on which our government was based. Amen. We thank God for our freedom. We thank God for these words that were penned. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laid its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. That's, of course, from the Declaration of Independence. But I just wanted to just let us know and remind us that we're living in a land of freedom, the land of the brave, and we praise God for the opportunity to be in America. But we just want to remind us that not only are we free citizens in this land, but we are free in the spirit realm. We are free in Jesus. We're looking at John chapter 8, verses 32 through 36. I'm reading from the New Century Version, and it says here, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." The Jews answer, "We are Abraham's children, and we have never been slaves. So why do you say that we will be free?" But Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, everyone who lives in sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not stay with a family forever, but a son belongs to the family forever. So if the Son makes you free, then you will be truly free." Amen. Yes, we are free in Jesus. And this is what we want to really focus on. Yes, thank God for freedom in America, but it's not freedom that we're looking for that's going to really benefit us, not only here, but the hereafter. We're just traveling through this land. We're just passing through, and we thank God for the opportunity to pass through and to bless those that we touch. However, there are some folks still haven't got the message that we can be free, and the only way that freedom can come is through Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the real, genuine freedom, that we don't have to be in bondage to sin. We don't have to, amen, have that habit of being entangled with things that are not pleasing to our Heavenly Father. We have some people that feel that we're only human. We just can't make it. We got the can't help it. But the Word tells us that we don't have to sin. Sin is basically a choice. And if it had not been for Jesus, amen, somebody, amen, to come down from glory and come down to show us what living a life to please our Father is all about. And not only that, but because of the sin debt that had to be paid, the Word of God says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. He died. Yes, he did. He died for mankind. And the word says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world, not just America, but the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, thank God for tomorrow, Independence Day, 4th of July, but how many know that it's better to be free in Jesus, amen, knowing that our sins, amen, have been washed away, that we don't have to be entangled, we don't have to be in bondage any longer. Looking at Romans chapter 6, it's an awesome, awesome book of Romans, and also the chapter 6, it says, so do you think that we should continue sinning so that God will give us more and more grace? No. We died to our old sinful lives. So how can we continue living with sin? Did you forget that all of us became part of Christ when we were baptized? We shared his death in our baptism. So when we were baptized, we were buried with Christ and shared his death. We were buried with him so that we could live a new life, just as Christ was raised from death by the wonderful power of the Father. Christ died, and we have been joined with Christ by dying too. So we will also be joined with him by rising from death as he did. We know that our old life died with Christ on the cross. Just put a pin there. Some folks don't realize that our old life have been put to death. And they still feel that we have to sin and come short all the time of the glory of God. And I know we might be stepping on some theological, doctrinal differences here, but I'm just telling you what the Word says. And I'm reading from, again, the New Century Version, and it tells us that we know that our old life died with Christ on the cross. And this was so that our sinful selves would have no power over us, and we would not be slaves to sin. Verse 7, anyone who has died is made free from sin's control. Verse 8, if we die with Christ, we know that we will also live with him. Christ was raised from death, and we know that he cannot die again. Death has no power over him now. Yes, when Christ died, he died to defeat the power of sin one time, enough for all time. He now has a new life, and his new life is with God. In the same way, you should see yourself as being dead to the power of sin and alive with God through Christ Jesus. So do not let sin control you in your life here on earth. You must not be ruled by the things your sinful self makes you want to do. Do not offer the parts of your body to serve sin. Do not use your bodies as things to do evil with, but offer yourselves to God. Be like people who have died and now live. Offer the parts of your body to God to be used for doing good. Sin will not be your master because you are not under the law, but under God's grace. Isn't that great news? Amen. Amen. So we're looking at freedom in Jesus Christ. We are free today. We don't have to live in the bondage of sin any longer. We don't have to be slaves to sin. And it is sad that we, some of us in the body of Christ, don't seem to get it. We feel we just have to fall short. We just have to stumble. And so many times, Sunday after Sunday, we hear this benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, henceforth, now and forever. Amen. And they don't quite get it, that he is able to keep us from falling, from stumbling. If we want to be kept, he will keep us. Shall I say that again? If we want to be kept, he will keep us. Sin, amen, is a word, thought, or an act against the law of God. It's to commit an offense or fault, or in other words, rebellion against our God. We ought to live a life, and determined to live a life, to make our Heavenly Father smile, amen, at our life, to smile at us as his children. We ought to be the ones that please God each and every day, each and every way. In other words, our lifestyle should be a lifestyle of excellency. Okay, well, let's get back to the word. Our lifestyle should be that of holiness. Amen, 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 amen. I know some of us don't seem to get it. We feel that some churches call us holiness churches, but it's not about the church denomination, but it's the way of life, the way of kingdom living. Those of us that are born again, baptized believers, we ought to live sanctified, holy lives because our Heavenly Father is indeed holy, like Father, like Son. Amen. So if we're going to live a life pleasing to God, we have to understand that God have expectations of his children, just like we have expectations of our earthly children. Our Heavenly Father have expectations of us. Amen. We're not going to settle for our children to live a life that's unpleasing to us. We're not going to accept grades from school that are not up to par. We believe that they can achieve higher goals and marks in classes, and we realize that they have what it takes, amen, to graduate with honors. So if we as expect our children to excel in the things of academics, God expects us to excel when it comes to living a life of excellence, living a life that pleases him, living a life, amen, that calls us to glorify him. In other words, he brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we want to look at living a life of freedom, not just, amen, looking at the 4th of July, thank God, and celebrate, yes, 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 celebrate, but celebrate our freedom that we have in Christ. Sin took Jesus to the cross. He died. Yes, he did. He died, amen, as the scripture says, and he was buried and was raised to life on the third day, as the scripture says. So we must realize that awesome sacrifice that Jesus, amen, paid on our behalf should not be taken lightly. But this is a day to celebrate. Every day, Paul said in Philippians 4:4, that we ought to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, he says, rejoice. Amen. So we have a reason to celebrate. Amen. And not be caught up again or entangled again or in bondage again in this three-letter word called sin. Sin is what separates us from our God. Sin will keep us from the Word, or the Word of God will keep us from sin. Yes, if you do sin, the Bible says if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. But he also tells us in the Word that we as believers do not have to habitually practice sin. Sin causes us not to reach our fullest potential in life. Let's look at these three words. I'm going to call it quits in just a minute here. Freedom in the Lord causes us not to be guilty of that word inhibit. In other words, to discourage. Amen. The thoughts that inhibit or to discourage or restrain from freedom or spontaneous activity. So we want to thank God that we don't have to be in bondage or connected with that word inhibit. And also, sin causes us to be impeded. Anybody ever heard of being impeded or slow to process or just not all that you can be and should be? In other words, impair. So three words: inhibit, impede, and impair. Impair is to damage or to make worse, or as if by diminishing in some material respect or help, like being impaired. So sin inhibits us, impedes us, and impairs us from being all that God called us to be in him. So as we celebrate on tomorrow, as we thank God for our freedom in America, we ought to thank God for our freedom in Christ, that we are free from the bondage of sin. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share with you on today. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Everett. Powerful word, powerful word. I have all these notes. My goodness. We do not want to be inhibited, impeded, or impaired because of sin. And sin separates us from God. But glory to God, putting our trust in him, the word will keep us from sinning. And we don't want to have any bondage to sin. So family, go back to 712-432-1085. That's our playback number immediately after the call. Use the same PIN code, and you can listen to everything Minister Everett said, and you can take notes, and you can even download that shortly. And I also want to just remind you again, we have this awesome campaign for Evangelist Gwen Beatty, fillabottlesavealife.com. I encourage you to go to the website. You can read a little bit about her and also share with others how we are sowing into good ground for this awesome woman of God who is about her Father's business. And she's fighting a good fight of faith victoriously because she wins. So fill a bottle, saveALife.com. Go to the website and sow a seed. And at this time, I would like to bring Minister LaShawn, if you can come to the line and seal this awesome call for us. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Amen. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you too. Amen. Father God, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to take our sins daily to the cross and crucify them. Father, thank you for all you have continued to do. Now we come to you. Thank you for this mighty man of God. We ask that you please replenish him. He has given so much on your behalf, Father, Lord God, giving the word to your children as directed. We thank you for him. We thank you also for this call, Father, Lord God, and we thank you for the opportunity for freedom. We uplift and magnify your name. Thank you for breaking those shackles on our hearts, our souls, and our minds. Thank you so much, Father, Lord God, for keeping us and taking us from captivity, Father, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you not for an underground railroad, for a spiritual Holy Ghost passageway instead, Father, Lord God. We thank you. So at this time, we uplift and already thank you because we know it's already done. We know that there's already wonder-working power giving supernatural blessings to our Evangelist Gwen Beatty. We thank you, Lord, for giving supernatural power for all things that we think are impossible. You have made them possible. So thank you for delivering Corey. Thank you for delivering Chris. Thank you for blessing and anointing Lester. Thank you so much for healing and walking with Jackie. Father God, we thank you for being the judge and the lawyer and the decision maker in the courtroom for Malachi. We thank you for strength and continued blessing for Papa Preston. We thank you so much, Father, Lord God, for not only leveling the blood pressure, for making Miss Josie more whole. We thank you so much for Father Weatherspoon and his health. Thank you, God, for all you do. Thank you, God, for the airwaves. Thank you for the phone lines. Thank you for TMC. Thank you, Father, Lord God, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for listening to your mandate and having this call for our prayer request to be heard. We thank you so much for blessing Anton Young and healing his body from that accident. Thank you for comforting Aaron Hayes and his family from the hideous murder of his father. We ask that you please watch over Michael Martin in the death of his father, but we know it's not death. We know that maybe on the earth we won't see them, but they're rejoicing with you as we speak, Father, Lord God. So we thank you. So as we close this prayer, we ask that you send the angels down to give traveling mercies for those on their way out for the day. We ask that you remind them to be ministers in the marketplace and not to forget your word this day and others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for closing this call and bringing our prayer request to the forefront. I want to thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that warm greeting. We are trusting our ultimate Savior today. Thank you, Minister Tammy, for opening us up in prayer and ensuring that we can hear that powerful word from Minister Everett. And Minister Everett, you are truly a blessing to the kingdom of God. We honor you. Father, fill him to overflowing with more of you so he will continue to go forward and share your word. And to you, the TMC family, We love you. We would not be here if it wasn't for you. Go out, be a minister in the marketplace this day and every day, and we will speak with you tomorrow on Independence Day. Bye-bye for now. God bless you.